let's look at where we are, really, in terms of understanding. And if you think about it, there are a few areas where we've really made great progress in being able to cross these levels. One of them, I think, is in circadian rhythms, where we've got great molecular and cellular kinds of models, and we understand quite a bit about the behavior. Increasingly, we can do that in some reproductive behaviors, and particularly, most recently, in some social behaviors. Very interesting that we're able to make progress there. The problem in all of these regions of understanding is that we do hit a barrier, and the barrier is not so much in going from molecules to cells, because we've got great tools for that now. It's going from cells to systems. We don't really understand how cells become organized in such a way to form networks and to allow information to flow within a nervous system. I think if you were trying to characterize what will be the big challenge of the next 5 to 10 years, certainly one of those challenges will be going from genes to function and genes to biology, but another huge one will be the way in which we get from a cellular understanding to an understanding at the level of systems. And we don't have the kinds of tools to make that jump yet that we have, for instance, to go from molecules to cells, or even from systems to behavioral, the behavioral phenotype of an organism.